College officials are starting to share publicly their concerns with the student visa system. It started recently with Harvard President Larry Bacow. He called the system anxiety-ridden and unpredictable. 43 college presidents later echoed those concerns in a letter to national lawmakers. As WBUR's Carrie Young reports, many of these schools are afraid the issue could have a major effect on how they do business.
For international students who want to go to college in the U.S., there's a lot of documentation involved, and many say a lot of uncertainty.
We have a climate right now that is very unfriendly and stressful for international students.
Christina Chen is the Assistant Dean for International Students at College of the Holy Cross in Worcester. Her office fields a lot of questions from students. Lately, Chen says a two-year work permit available under the F-1 student visa has been causing the most headaches.
In 2019, none of our students got their answer within 90 days, what used to be the window of decision time.
Chen explains that delay was more than just a logistical detail. She says many of her students had to ask their employers to push their start dates back. And many students told WBUR the process is a huge source of anxiety.
I have quite a few friends whose cards have been like delayed by a month, 2 months, and then they were getting really anxious.
This is Gupta. She recently graduated with a master's degree from a school in Massachusetts. We're only using her last name in this story because she's going through an immigration status change and doesn't want to jeopardize that process. Gupta says she got lucky with her work permit. It went through in just over a month. Still, she says the whole thing was not a good experience.
I just become very disillusioned, I think, with the immigration system and other systems.
U.S. Customs and Immigration Services acknowledged the increased wait time and said they've devoted more resources to address the backlog. But college leaders say it's not just the work permit that's causing problems for students. Officials like Gene Kelly with Boston University's International Student Office said just getting the F-1 student visa to begin with seems to be taking longer.
It's extremely stressful for them because in some cases they might not get here in time to begin the program and might have to defer their admission.
The State Department, which handles F-1 visas, said in an email that application times can vary and that national security is its top priority. Regardless, Kelly explains all of the uncertainty involved with the process is problematic. First, it's harder to predict headcounts every semester. She's also worried that if all of the stress around this process continues for too long,
it could end up impacting enrollment in the future.
As of last year, international student enrollment in Massachusetts was up from the year before. But nationally, the number of new international students enrolling in U.S. schools is decreasing. That's according to an annual survey conducted by the Institute of International Education. Richard Daugherty, with the Association of Independent Colleges and Universities in Massachusetts, says international students are important to local schools because they add diversity of language skills and cultural perspectives to campus. But, he adds, they also bring money.
It's a huge, huge contributor to the Massachusetts economy.
Daugherty's group estimates it's a roughly $3 billion contribution. He explains some of that is student spending in the community, but a lot of it comes in the form of tuition dollars.
It definitely has a positive impact on schools' bottom lines.
International students typically pay full price for tuition because they don't qualify for institutional aid or federal financial aid. It's a revenue source that colleges across the country have become increasingly reliant on. The number of international students has more than doubled in Massachusetts since 2006. But Rachel Banks with the Association of International Educators explains there's a growing competition for these students now.
While we're increasing hoops that immigrants and visitors to this country are having to jump through, we're watching our competitors, namely Australia, Canada, and the United Kingdom, change their policies to be more attractive.
For Gupta, who recently graduated with a master's degree in Massachusetts, those policies have caught her eye.
I'm trying to move to Canada. It was a relatively easier process than, like, say, the green card process for the U.S.
And she says she's telling others about her experience.
With friends, I just tell them to avoid being here unless they, like, want to go back to India and they just want to come here for a few years.
And that's what Massachusetts higher education leaders are worried about. Because while area colleges are seeing these numbers grow right now, the trend may not last. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.